Hello, how'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Zen and Napalm by Pharaoh Cronin. Produced by Reboot FM Berlin for Radio Network of Radios.
I renounce my Christian baptism. I renounce it. Glory to Satan, the master of the world.
Glory to Satan, the Antichrist.
And now you are one of us.
And now I am one of you.
And now you are one of us. And now you are one of us.
Cousin. All I can say to you is, keep away from this cousin.
Keep away from the skull of the Marquis de Sade. Skull of the Marquis de Sade. Skull of the Marquis de Sade. All I can say to you is, keep away from the skull of the Marquis de Sade. 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 Marquis de Sade.
Whiskey bottle the size of the Empire State Building in front of me all the time.
I have a disease called alcoholism and drug dependency.
I am actually an alcoholic now, I guess. I think I'm probably about 4 on the Richter scale of alcoholism.
I was always at about 3.2 at all times. If I would have been stopped driving at any time, even if I hadn't had anything to drink for 2 weeks, I would still have been legally drunk.
I get tired of waking up hungover and having to do a couple of lines and a couple of beers. Just to get moving, you know? Which is where it was at. Get that together so we can cop dope.
What was the Betty Ford tonic like?
Boring. No, actually, the educational value was okay. It made me realise that I was an alcoholic and I am a drug addict. But I still am an alcoholic and you always are, you know?
Drugs it's, and sex for
drugs. Do you feel better now?
No.
But after a while, you do it so much. It's not the same as the first time. You know, it turns against you, especially with drugs.
Did rock and roll do it to you?
Well, yeah, I guess it did, because we get a free bottle backstage every show, you see, so... And we don't leave, you know, the last quarter of the bottle, so you tend to finish it up, you know.
The worst thing I can imagine is hurting yourself.
You may as well just jump off a building. What's the difference?
These guys really want to make it. They stay away from drugs. Maybe these kids will do the drugs that, like, flow for free every once in a while, but that doesn't happen much. It's just there's not enough time. Most of the kids you want to make it stay away from drugs.
No, I'm not into drugs.
I think drugs suck.
They're bullshit.
I mean, we've seen them ruin a lot of people.
Personally, I find that I don't need drugs to have a good time. All I need is loud music and a lot of friends.
I don't think you can enjoy a show if you go and get all wasted and, you know, don't even remember the show the next day.
Basically, the metal is a drug to me. Yeah. I don't need to get strung out on anything. If I hear, like, Sabbath Volume 4, that is my drug.
You can't be a musician and a drug addict. Neither one or the other.
How old are you, Mike?
I'm 12.
How long have you been using heroin? How old are you, Mike?
I had a whiskey bottle the size of the Empire State Building.
And how long have you been using heroin? How old are you, Mike?
I'm 12.
I had a whiskey bottle the size of the Empire State Building.
How long have you been using heroin? 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 How long have you been using heroin?
Peter Tosh.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.